Praise the Lord and welcome to Rest for a Weary Soul, Moments of Inspiration. I'm Pastor Michelle Robertson of Rehoboth Apostolic Ministries. We all experience times of weariness. However, God has so beautifully given His Word, which provides rest and renewal to our hearts and minds. May the following inspirational moments serve as a soothing, warm reminder that the Lord sees, hears, and cares enough to send rest for our souls. Today's devotional subject, Powerful Moves of God. And the scripture references are Acts chapter 12, verse 11, and Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. Powerful moves of God. As saints, we should want to know Jesus on a deeper level than when we first got saved. But aren't there times in your life when you'd really rather not experience the moves of the Lord so intimately? I mean, come on, wouldn't life be much easier if Jesus would just show up and heal the Lazarus of our lives? Why couldn't the Lord just heal the man and move on? But Jesus wanted them to know Him in a greater fashion. Experiencing powerful moves of God means you are placed in seasons of great difficulty. You don't see the way, and nothing about the way makes sense. Mary and Martha were beyond frustrated. They knew if Jesus had only come sooner, life would have been so different. They didn't know they were about to experience a powerful move of God. It didn't feel like a powerful move at the beginning, did it? And neither does it feel like a powerful move of God when we're going through the deep throes of difficulty. Powerful moves of God are not always manifested in a church service. They happen on battlefields, cemeteries, behind prison walls, in caves, on rooftops, at weddings, and in the body of a great fish. Powerful moves come in response to much prayer, fasting, seeking, persecution, hardship, and mind-numbing twists and turns of life. And yes, in the end, it catapults your faith to another level and reinvigorates you to continue on your journey in Jesus. Powerful moves of God lead you through famines, death traps, satanic attacks, lack, loss, and the like. Get ready to fight giants, rebuke demons in the name of Jesus, receive instruction to walk on water, pray and praise in the midst of sorrow, difficulty, persecution, and the like. Walk out the faith you have and stand in the expectation that Jesus is going to work this mess out. He's not done, and while it might not make sense, it doesn't have to make sense to you. It's a powerful move of God you're experiencing, and through it, you will continue to mature in your walk with Jesus. Thank you for listening to Rest for a Weary Soul, Moments of Inspiration with Pastor Michelle Robertson. Be sure to visit our website at restforawearysoul.com for more information on this.